Bibles to Luke, I believe it is. No, I take that back. Matthew. The Bible reads in verse 18. Matthew chapter 18, I'm sorry. Matthew chapter 18, first verse, it says, "And the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Good question. "And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever shall humble himself as a little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in the name, receive me. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him to take a millstone were hang around his neck, and that he would drown in the depth of the sea." And you see here at the beginning where it talks about the disciples begin to say, who should be the greatest? And I want to talk to you tonight just in a thought, just a thought of how do you begin to humble yourself? How do we humble ourselves? Because I know everybody, you know, I don't even know how you look at humility. You know, some of us will say we humble in some areas and in other parts we're not. Sometimes your flesh rise up. So what do you say when you're humble but then something happened and you react to it? But how do we really humble ourselves so that God can really do what he wants to do in our life? Amen. How? Jesus gave us an example here when the disciples, you know, he could have just started talking, but he brought one of the children as an illustration. And the Bible says, he said, except you be converted and become as a little child. Right. Notice he didn't say become as a little child. He said be converted and become as a little child. You can't enter. You can't do that. And sometimes when you come into the church and we come into the church, we're saying that we're humble. But are you really humble? Humility is not a thing you do once. It's a state of life. It's a condition of your life. It's a time that you always say, you know what, I'll take the low road. You know, I don't know where it's at in the Bible, but it talks about how when you come into a building, don't come sit at the front. Sit in the back and let them call you up. Instead, you come sit up the front thinking somebody wants you, and then they have to move you. You're sitting in a place, and some of us do that. We think that people, they owe us something. When you go on your job, you think people ought to give you respect because you're an adult. And there's some truth to that. But there's some people that don't even respect God. And we'll say, oh, they curse, and those people don't respect God. But how do we as believers get to a place, Marvy, where we begin to say, you know what? We're practicing this humility. Because humility is a condition of your heart. Amen. And it outworks in your character. But some of us, we struggle here and there. We struggle. Why can't I humble myself? Some of us could see something. I remember going and talking to one of my aunts, and the Lord, y'all remember the story I told you, the Lord showed me all this stuff on her, like little blocks, and I had just gotten saved, and it was a step of faith. I went and pulled her over, and I said, Auntie, listen, the Lord showed me that these things are in you. And I didn't even know what unforgiveness, I said, but it's because of your unforgiveness. She said, I never thought I would hear this. She said, yeah, Brad, but I just can't forgive her. She even said her. It was true. And see, this is, you know, and here she is hearing the truth. But see, some people, you'll still hold on to it. Yeah. And it's important that you realize that you're still grabbing on to stuff, because some of us like to do, like some people just put everything God do in a closet. Don't organize it. It's just God. So let's just mush it all together. And the real true Christians know how to separate them, God, and other people. But when you can't tell whether it's God in you, some of you, your emotions and God are the same. You can't tell the difference. Even if you're doing it, you got to be able to say, listen, this is truth. I'm just ain't going to do it. But some of you will try to justify what you do with reasons that bring you out of humility instead of you saying, let God be God. If you want God to do what he's got to do in your life, everybody here got to humble themselves. We got to humble ourselves. We can't have our own agenda and then let God tell us, you know, and then we just say, oh, God, we got it. Jesus said this. He said, the disciples said, how can we be the greatest? How can we be at the elite group of the kingdom of which you died for? In other words, Jesus, you died on the cross. How can we be on this earth and please you at maximum level? He said, be converted first and then become as a little child. I believe that many of us have to hear this because we get converted, but we don't become as a little child. You know what causes that? An unrenewed mind will always allow you to be converted because you had an experience with God, but you never become as a little child because your mind tell you, you know, I've been working here all this and that lady come and tell me this. She can't tell me this. I know this. She don't know that. When does truth has to come through experience? God can use anybody. These children will convict you if they're telling the truth. They can say things like that to tell you the truth. And you sitting there saying, well, you don't tell. You can't shut them kids up with truth because they're telling you the truth. You can't do that. Sit down. If they're telling the truth, you can't do that. Because if they stand on that truth, the same God that's with you will be with them. And all you'll do is expose your God, because if they on the Lord's side, what side you on?
Yeah, that's right.
My God. That's good, Pastor.
And see, the thing is, it's called humility. Yeah. Where's the humility? That's why I say everybody ought to practice serving. You serve people. You, I ain't saying be, you know, always in people's face, but where are you serving? Why everybody got to serve you? Why it's got to be like that? When do you become a servant? And listen, when you do it for a church function and go home and don't do it, when you go around and don't do it, that only reveals that ain't really in your heart. You're not a servant is at heart. I remember y'all hear me talk about Andrew in college and a guy I used to mentor. And he was the only one that I ever mentored that he was a servant at heart. In other words, he didn't try to do stuff. It was just in him to do. In other words, I'm going to take the low road. That's my mindset. It's like you could just keep doing that. If you want to just take the low road, people, after a while, you don't even want to go up to the high road. Because people will begin to see that, guess what, your heart. You look at people like Bill Gates and these people with all the money. Some of them flaunt it like Trump, but then there's some of them you won't even know. You won't even know them billionaires. Why? Because they take on another responsibility outside of just look what I got. Let me put my name over everything. Common people don't do that. You don't do that where you highlighting other people and doing that. Why? Because your name is not above every name. Churches where we putting the names of these people on the name. Who was Paul? That's not Paul Church. Who was Luke? That's not no Luke Church. St. Luke. See, we don't know that. But they're not it. Humility says, I could tell you this bishop thing, it's like a fad.
Yes, it is.
Like them silly bands that's in the church, bishop. Everybody get a bishop. You become a bishop, but guess what? Humility. You know, when I see people do stuff like that, you almost want to go the opposite way. Why? You want to model something different. Don't call me a bishop that mix me in there with these boys with them. You know, it's like, no. Why? Let God stand on his own. Except the Lord builds the house, the labor's in vain. You can play around all you want, but if God ain't building it, eventually it's going to fall. You want to make sure you're building. The glue of hearing the word and beginning to build what God is building is humility. The glue to keep everything together is humility. You got to be humble. Somebody says something to hurt your feelings. Some of you can't track it, but humility. They don't know. Just let it ride. Somebody do something to you that you didn't like, but you know you just got here, you growing in the church and all that. Just humility. Amen. Humility can always be seen. Just like pride can be seen.
That's right.
Certain issues come up. Oh, no, I ain't want to do that. Well, why not? Let's open up here. Why you don't want to talk about this? Why you want to address this? Humility say, I'll listen to you. I'll listen to you. You got something to say about that? I don't even like talking to one person about stuff like that. What your thoughts are? Well, what you thought? Some people say, well, Pastor, I just told you that. Okay, well, I can hear it again. Why do you think we just got to listen to you? Humility. You got different views, then you make a decision. Don't you get the, it's called calculated risk. Let me calculate everything. Get all the facts on the table and make a decision. Take a risk, but it's calculated. Not just going out there. When you're not humble, the answer could be right next to you and you don't go there. If you want to be great in the kingdom, Jesus says, be converted. And then be like a child. You know, most people in the church, if you tell them something like that, when they're 45 or 46, 38, and they've been in the church, oh, man. I don't know if y'all was in the church. The man came, y'all remember when the man came to the church? He sat there and heard the word because they never saw my face. This was in our church. I don't know if some of y'all remember, it's on Bacon Bridge. And the guy said, I couldn't receive from you. I had to turn my back when you was preaching. Close his eyes. He told me this in my office. He said, because I got kids your age. You can't tell me nothing. He couldn't go beyond that. How many times have you rejected truth because of where it came from? You never begin to grow because you can't take truth. You can't digest it. When you're a lover of truth, you don't know where it comes from. I can give you examples after examples after examples where people say stuff and your collage, your resume of where you at, it ain't come from just one person. Somebody was saying something. And a saying got to you. A saying moved you. Wasn't just me. It was somebody next to you telling you this. And when they spoke that truth, that's when you came to be. But how can somebody, some of y'all, nobody will even come and talk to you because of your pride. Oh, if you tell her that now. Where the army, you got the army and the Air Force and the Marine with you? I know we got to go with God, but let's prepare. Let's prepare because we don't know what they're going to say. Get the army together. Now, we're going, Lord, but we got to get prepared. But is that you? 50% of y'all here is like that. You're the same way. You act the same way. When somebody come and try to say something to you, they got to worry about how you going to act. How your mood going to be today? Are you going to show up? Are you going to do the right thing? But if you humble, guess what? You are like a filter. People can talk and you take the good and leave the bad. All right, sister. Thank you. But inside, you're processing truth.
Yeah.
You started the first 5 minutes, you hit it. But man, sister, you didn't win off now. You take that and you build. Without even saying nothing.
That's right.
But you can't do that when you're not humble. And every now and then, I told you, you got to ask each other that. Don't play that game. Because if you isolate yourself, you can't say God is your pride.
Yeah. That's
right. I mean, none of us got it all together. If you need help in one area and somebody else need help, or you be strong and this one is weak, then you cover, but you got to get to a place where you got to want the truth. Even if it hurts. Because nobody going to go talking to somebody. Let's use our children. If Michaela did something wrong and Tika come back and tell me, say, yeah, Michaela did that. And a few times, now listen, I know she on the AB honor roll. So that don't sound like her. Looking at her, acting like something wrong with her. It only take two times. She'll see him getting shot and turn her back. Won't even call the police. You could see her with something going, with crack cocaine in her hand, and say, oh, I'm going to cook. Let her go ahead, because I can't deal with that. Some of you don't realize that. You stop people from watching. How much discernment is in here? Somebody see it from a different angle, but they scared. They can't even come to you because your humility level is low. Somebody can't say nothing to you because you want to hear things that bless you all the time. Humility say, you know what? Growth is because I humble myself and I'm also somebody who can take something. Yeah, right. It ain't got to always be good. Yeah. You know, it's got to be something that make you grow. Yeah.
That's right.
I remember one time in Charlotte, Ms. Gould used to always say, give me the truth, even when it hurts. Yeah. I'd rather have the truth. Give me the truth. Just give me the truth. Give me what is real and the truth. Yeah. See, that you want to build something that the world can't? Get some truth people around you. If y'all would just get three people that live this truth and would tell you the truth and love you in it, and you stick around long enough to know, guess what? I know you ain't like that, but I love you, man. I ain't going nowhere. I'm here for life. If you get two people like that and they know where they're going, your life will go up immediately. But y'all still got people around you that can see you going and still let you go. Say, oh, well, yeah, I wonder why she doing that. Well, just tell her. You ain't tell her nothing. You was with her all lunch. You didn't say nothing to her. You thought something was wrong with her, just mention it to her. Hey, you know, that guy you're dating, is he born again? Now, see, now I didn't talk to Pastor now, so don't go there. No, well, Pastor don't know, because I kind of feel like he ain't saved. If you're going to get mad, just take the gloves out. But some of y'all are afraid of people. You're still people pleasers. Somebody get mad and huffy and puffy, then you getting worked up. You got the problem, not me. My roller coaster is coming next week, but for now, we on yours. This is you. And then you have to deal with that. Are you with me? Humility stops all of that. Humility say, I'll listen to you. Go ahead, give me what you got. I'm going to hear what God is saying. I'm going to try. But you got to be somebody with a magnet of truth in your spirit. Say, Lord, give me some truth. Yeah. I don't care who says it, when they say it. I don't care. Just give me the truth. Yeah. And some of us, we think we're lovers of truth, but we're not.
Yeah.
We're 50-50. We want truth. And then if somebody don't give it to you on a certain way, then you got criticism because of the way they do it. When you're mature in God, it don't matter the way they do it. As long as it's there. You want that life.
Amen.
If it's solid. Are you with me?
Amen.
You know, there are times there's certain people, they are so off with stuff. They're off. But in their personal lives, they're real good with stuff. You know, whenever, you know, y'all remember Dana Holmes in Columbia. You know, at least once a year, I may call him and ask him something that I know that he know. Wouldn't deal with him no other time because I know that he knows something. Not the kingdom and all that, but it's like something you weigh something. What do you think about that? What would you say to work just to get an opinion? Yeah. But do you have people like that or everybody got to lie to you? You got to have people that share something, the truth with you. Yeah. Right. You know, the truth is I probably wouldn't have never did what you did. But you done did it now. Mm-hmm. And you stuck. But the good part is you stuck with me because I'll be with you.
Yeah. This is it.
I'm with you. Let's work through this. But let's be honest now. It ain't no good point about this.
That's it.
For the first while, we got to work out of this.
Yeah.
And then it'll get better. But let's just focus on the positive. Are you with me?
Amen.
But guess what? That don't happen if somebody know you ain't going to take it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's married. So I know he won't hear that. Yeah. You can't hear that. I can hear truth. I can tell you certain times many of you have said things to me, and it's been truth. Somebody don't have to always say thank you. Well, I would say thank you, but you ain't got to jump up like that. But truth, you process. I believe it was John Maxwell. Years ago, I read a book where every night he gets back and write on a piece of paper what he learned. And over the months, you go back and reflect over that. That's how you grow. But I do that. On the day I say, well, what did I learn today? One day I can remember certain things you say. Even, it don't matter.
That's right.
You're not trying to lead me, but there's certain things you say you're right. I can tell you example after example. I remember when Eric was here and he told me about the people from Charlotte. Man, them people ain't with you, truth. Don't matter. Reality sets in. You say, man, that's truth. Why would he say that? If he been here all this time, he ain't going to just say that. He sees something. Maybe I need to listen. Truth, humility, say, let me take this. Why? Because you want to move forward.
Amen.
When you don't want to move forward, you ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So you begin to listen. You listen. When is the last time somebody said something to you that you just kind of brush off because of who it was, even though it was the truth? Humility will cause you to be more of a magnet to receive.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is. It don't matter. I remember one time, Rosario, I don't know if you remember, I wouldn't let these kids do nothing. Mama did the same thing with the camera. And I said, man, I wouldn't let my kids do nothing. They painting. And I walk into church on Bacon Bridge and Genesis was painting with the brush, not making no mess. And I said, Rosario, you let her paint? Oh, yeah, she did this. I say, man, my kids can paint too then. Why I'm so tight? Why am I letting, you know, why I'm just, don't do that. They're going to mess it over. I'm looking at it. They can do that. Just monitor them. I mean, I watched it. So what you do, you learn. You humble yourself. You don't have to say, oh, you taught me a lesson all the time. But you look and you observe, you grow. So you say, I got to loosen up because look at Genesis doing this. I mean, would Michaela can do that? You know, I just had to be careful because I have them cooking food and doing everything, you know. But I just say that. One time I remember when my mom, my mother-in-law, she was telling me in Charlotte, the black kids, as soon as they go up and touch the expensive cameras, the black parents, take your hands off of that for you break this. But the white parents, when they touch it out of optimism,
curiosity,
they get it and they say, oh, let me show you how to work this. Oh, you like this? Let me show you how to work this. Oh, you like this? Oh, you just grabbing? See, it's just the way you look at it. But humility, if there's no humility, you forget about growing. You'll never grow. The other week, Carla, you probably don't know this, but I was talking to Carla on the phone, and she said, Pastor, you know you're going to have to rest during the transition. You're going to have to rest. Now she just telling me normal, whatever she said. But when I got down, I said, you know what? I ain't take no days off. It's been about 3 weeks. I'm going to die early. Yeah, not no 3 years now. You know, but then it started sinking. Like, I started thinking, and I said, you know, I could take off till 12 o'clock now, but I can't stay no more day. But I say, you know, I got to stop this, or I'm going to die early, because as the ministry go, if you get in that cycle of boom, you're going to die. But people speak to you. They give you truth. You got to receive it. Obviously, our parents will always give us truth. Just from life. But I'm saying, when is the last time you heard it and you ignored it because of who said it? Humility will never, ever stop you from humbling yourself. In other words, never stop you from learning, I should say. You pick up on stuff. Can we get this? Let me grab this. Let me grab this. And you know how to apply it to your life. But if you want to be the greatest in the kingdom, you got to become as a little child. How many of us will do that? Or do we try to hold our lives together for ourselves? Oh, I ain't got to tell. Pastor ain't want to know all that. Well, yeah, I want to know if it's going to mess up the flow of your life. I'm a man too. This ain't about being a man. It's about us going forth in destiny together. Amen. But pride will have you thinking like that. I'll hold my own. I don't need no counsel. I don't need to talk to nobody. Anybody like that, they about to fall.
Yeah.
They about to fall. You shouldn't be like that. I shouldn't be like that. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Learning stops when humility stops. And that, I'm not talking about the world system, because you go in there, you try to be some teachable person in the world, they will riffraff you. I'm talking about when you're among your brothers and sisters.
Right.
You gotta be teachable. I wanna know, even though I'm the pastor, even though I'm the prime example, I wanna know, I want Kelvin and Maxine to know that I can humble myself. That I can come in and work the sound, Charlie. That Anthony, I can go and do whatever you know. I can take me and Pastor Lisa 11 years working on a marriage, and you be married for 1 year, and I can still listen and learn. You can still do it. So you can begin to go, but guess what? It won't happen if humility is not there. Humility is a state of the heart. Heart. Who's teaching you? Because everybody around here, we all should be learning something. We all should be learning. Some of us are so junky. I mean, you know, I ain't the cleanest person in the world, but then when people clean, we try to hate on them. Oh, it wouldn't be like that if they're, no, they just keep their clothes clean. That's it. They work, they do that, so that's, give them credit where it's due. You don't do that. But see, we don't look at it like that. See, we want to say, oh, the only reason why they do that, they don't work, they don't do this, they got all these excuses. No, that's just what they do. Humility, humble yourself, because you'll never learn how to do that until you do that. You compare instead of celebrate. I mean, how you keep this house clean like that? And you good until somebody say work. They'll tell you, well, I just put this over here and all this, but you got to do it every day, and then you're done. Like, oh, I can't do that. No. But guess what starts it? Humility. When it comes to our children, are your children in a position where they can tell you and teach you certain things? Sometimes they can, but you got to humble yourself. Because, you know, humility goes a long way. Humility don't mean people walk over you. But humility is when you say, you know what? God's word is true. And you can humble yourself and tell somebody something that they don't want to hear. It's called humility, because I wouldn't have done this, but because of God, I'll tell you.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, no matter what you say, and you still got to love me because you're a Christian. Humility. How do I become humble? Again, we know this is a condition of the heart. If you want to be the greatest, Jesus said, be converted first and become as a little child. Yeah. Who's the child? We begin to humble ourselves. How a child come? They support it. They love God. They got to come and get, you know, the parents, all our children, they run up to you. You could spank them and they still love you.
Amen.
Become as a little children. Just look at the model. This is what Jesus did. Become. Some of you still dealing with, you know, you're too hard on yourself and all this. You know, that gets old after a while. Mm-hmm. Listen. Change it.
Yeah.
Become as a little child. Even when you do wrong, run to Jesus, not away from him.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what he's teaching us. Run to him. You want to be bold? That's how you do it. You got to learn. Guess what? I'm doing everything for God. So the bad part, I got forgiveness, and the good part, it belongs to him. So let's move.
Yeah. Yeah.
But see, if there's no humility in your life, nothing, nobody will ever want to deal with you. Some of y'all are so surface. You don't want nobody to come to your house. You don't want nobody to come and see your life because you know all of this is because of humility. And it ain't always because you ain't got things together. You're afraid to deal with what's not together. Just deal with it. I mean, don't know. And you know, some of us, we think that only one or two of us are prophetic. All y'all can see.
Yeah.
You know when something ain't right. Yeah, this look good, and I know, you know, all this stuff, but something ain't right here.
Yeah.
You know, it's a book by Michael Caldwell that I was reading, and it talks about the intuition where it tells you the truth. The first instinct that you get with people is mainly the right one.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you meet somebody for the first time, liar. Liar, liar. And you're trying to fight through that. Liar, liar, liar. You can't, in the spirit world, that's what the core of them.
Yeah.
And if you live with that person, you'll see. Have you ever seen somebody be so different than what they really are?
Yeah.
That's because a lot of times humility is not there. When you hide, that the prison is full of men that continue to think that they can do certain things because somebody just didn't tell them, you can't do that, man. That's all they waiting. You can't do that at 7. You can't do that. You're wrong. Some of us, we got to explain stuff and all that. No, when you're wrong, you're wrong. And the big difference between forgiveness and sacrifice is consequences. Why? Because you got forgiven, but you still got to live up to this.
Yeah.
I mean, you made that bed. You laying it.
Yeah.
You can't expect other people. And then we come into the church thinking we can just shake everything off and go back and do that. It don't work like that. You have to humble yourself. I want us to be a church like that. That means we're strong in God. You know, nothing can take us away from what God called us to do. That's why it don't matter what church we go to. They don't want to do it. They don't. Well, okay, that's fine. We'll be back. Start the crusade. Get the banners. Let's go. We'll keep doing what God's telling us to do. And let God begin to fight our battles. Are you with me?
Amen.
So I want us to begin. It says that Jesus is a little child come in the midst. And I wanted to just highlight the part about becoming a little child when it comes to humility in the church. Because sometimes some of you battle in the spirit, but you don't battle in the mind. You know, you don't fight your own mind. You just clash. Have you ever talked to somebody and you say, Kelvin, that's like me asking Kelvin, hey, y'all, we'll take y'all to dinner today. And they get up and they start walking and you turn around and say, we're going to McDonald's. You just lost them. Boom. They gone. Have you ever talked to people like that when you talk about spiritual things? You know, the deeper you get into the waters, they're peeling off. You see, you can't be free. Because after a while, how you doing? Good to see you, man. Yeah. The Lakers won. Yeah, I'm sorry. All right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we just got the building and everything. Yeah, we're going out there next Monday to help pastor and everything. Yeah, yeah. So what the Lord speaking to you, though? And you get down to the core of it. And when somebody don't know, you know what they do? They start talking about church. They think that's the same thing. Yeah, the church is doing good. Yeah, I'm going to be going out and camping with the boys and stuff like that. Yeah, but what the Lord doing for you? Here I am talking to pastors and they can't tell you. They're just telling you about church growth. I mean, I sat with Riley for 3 hours. He couldn't tell me what God was saying. I asked him over 16 times. So the Lord's saying this? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We just started a church in Florida. Matter of fact, come on, let me show you this jet I got. And you know, he just go up. But what the Lord's saying to you? They can't say it. Because there ain't nothing going on. There ain't nothing. And that's what some of y'all, when it comes to that, how we grow. You got to be able to say, how many times you heard me say to some of y'all, how you think our relationship is going? I want to know. What you think we growing? I want to make sure I'm doing things that's going to build you. But just sitting there and you coming to hear preaching and you going in cycles. I mean, come on. We can do this. We on the internet. You can stay home and do this. Yeah. I could do this in the morning because the camera don't show y'all no way.
Yeah.
So the point is, at some place, humility, you got to become like a child, because when you become like a child, the adult, the God, will now begin to take ownership of your life and protect you to allow you to grow. But some of you don't look at it like that. You think that, okay, I can do this and I'll do this. I'll mix what I learn. One of the keys to you learning how to grow is learning how to take your experiences from the past and accurately applying them to the now.
Amen.
Accurately, not just saying I did this and we'll do it like that. Because the times are different.
Yes.
The people are different.
Yeah.
Things change. You just can't come. But God will show you how to take those experiences. Moses, raise up in the house of Pharaoh. I'll teach you how to come back and deliver the people. But see, we can't do that if you're not the same. You know, you got a prideful heart. You're not humble.
Yeah.
And you know, pride is something that can slip in you.
Okay.
Like Judas. Somebody could hit you in your back. Or something push you. I don't know how many of y'all ever got hit by a car or something. You know, we'll find out if you curse and stuff. Because when somebody hits you from the blind side, you know, it's like you're sitting at a basketball game or something, and somebody, you just sit down with your popcorn and somebody wastes their red soda over you. Oh, we'll see if you're saved. We'll see if you're saved. If they do something like that, you'll know then. So humility has to be a state, because certain times, boy, sometimes it can be people saying things. And you get into the conversation. But when you get into the conversation and you keep listening to them, it feeds you. Some of y'all just keep talking. You know it's gossip. Yeah, yeah, she doing this. Well, I told her too, man, but I don't. You're just feeding it. It's hard to bite back because you done made this mountain and you look a certain way. Instead of just saying, you know, okay, you go ahead over there. I'm going to move over here and not let you do this. Sometimes pride can enter in suddenly. Well, why are we doing this? Well, why are the kids doing this? And, you know, if you married, when one of them buck, when you buck up, that's it. It's like lock. That's it. It's a draw. Because it's over there. And there ain't no resolution. When the steam start and you say, no, I told you not to do that. Yeah, but I'm going to do that. And so I said no. But no, I said I'm going to do this. That's it. That's it. You might as well stop, because there's no resolution and God will be sitting on the porch. Because the rest of that, you're going back into something else. So you have to learn, I'm going to humble myself. I promise you, when you humble yourself, God will fight your battles. If you just say, you know what? I'm going to let this thing go. When you let it go, God will fight your battles. Don't allow nobody to keep telling you, you know, over and over, you know, that you humility is just something that you do at one time. It's a state, because when people start yelling and stuff, when you humble yourself, you say, oh, no, that's a little out of control. Now, if I get on that level, I ain't going to do that. So just let me step back. And if you're married, you get tested. You get tested more. I remember one time when Pastor Lisa would get like that, because she had all the problems, obviously. You know? And she knew I was stubborn. She's stubborn. I'm just, you know, I'm just kidding now. You know, because, I mean, I need help. But she would sit there, and I knew that off the back. This ain't going to work. So I'm gonna have to give this up. Because I'll beat and hurt her. So I'm gonna just give her up. So you know what you do? You say, I'm gonna let it go. And when you do that, God start dealing with the heart. To the point where you could be sitting down 2 or 3 hours later, and because you ain't said nothing, the Holy Ghost working overtime. Going inside, making that conviction. See, now he hold himself. You ain't done nothing. He fighting my battles for me. And I'm sitting over there trying to get over, like, man, I could just run over there. And I'm just going. She can't see all that. But I said, Lord, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you do this thing. Help me out, Lord. Just pull me back. And all of a sudden, when you stop breaking through like that over the years, children and all, these same kids ain't going to run you crazy. Because you don't let them. It's like you say, you know what? You don't have the authority to pull me into that. And you pull yourself back and you say, no, I don't do that now. I know we're married and I love you and all this stuff. But only, you know, the devil cannot use me like this. You pull yourself out. But you got to resist it. Humility causes that. It ain't about what you would have did and how you would have did. It's the fact. You know what humility? The hallmark of humility, Denise, is one thing, Daddy, is you trust God. Either you trust God or you trust man. If you trust God, you let it be God. And you know, with us having all these kids, I can't go with these girls. I'm just as afraid as every daddy. But at some point, I got to say, you know what, God, you got to do this. I can't go to Oklahoma. I can't go to wherever school. I can't do that. I can't be pulled like that. But you know, all I can do is trust you. So even when things don't look right, I got to still trust. The depth of your trust is when things don't look like what it's supposed to look like. Do you still believe God? Do you still see it in the midst of what, you know, they're doing something opposite, and you say, you know what, God, I just believe that your seed is still in there. You know, the seed is more powerful than the way we think. That seed, when it's beginning to germinate, will come to fruition. But how many of us have allowed that seed to work? When you look at your marriage, you say, the marriage is strong. Listen, whatever happened is going to happen, but the marriage is strong. That's a confession. The children are going to be saved. Well, how many? All of them. How many going to preach? All of them. How many going to prophesy? All of them. Don't come in at personality. No. All of them will go God's way. That's what we're pushing. All of them will go. We don't have children to have misfits and one of them do good and the other one. All of them will go to where the Lord. See, if you start thinking like that, humility will cause you to start acting like that. Humble yourself. Stop letting your mind. Humility can be seen in your mind. When you let your mind just drift off into the kids, and you know, you just, oh, well, how am I going to do this? I tell you how I'm going to do it. I'm going to get up every day. I'm going to make my boundaries with these children. I'm going to be a little tolerant with certain things because they're children. But I'm going to live my life. I'm going to stay in my prayer closet. I'm going to build myself up. I'm going to love your spouse. But I ain't going to let her steal my joy. I hope she wouldn't after 11 years, but guess what? I ain't even going to try it there because it ain't no need to give it to her if you don't need to. Keep your own joy stirred.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're giving it to your children and they got to graduate for you to be all happy. You're excited now. Why? Because God's going to show you the end from the beginning. They will serve God. They will live for God. So I don't have to see nothing. But humility will cause you to do that. The core of humility is trusting God. Do you trust God? You don't trust God. We don't trust God because we don't know God. When you know God, you'll trust him. You'll depend on him more. That's why you go right back to your personal development. How much of God do you want? It's your capacity. When that capacity is lit up, then you can do more. You love people because you know God. You know God. If you don't know God, Michaela, then you can't love people like that. It's simple. Your love bank will empty out depending on how much of God you got. Because if you want to know what God want to do, he want to change everybody. He want to transform and heal everybody. So if it was up to God, he didn't send his son for us to be down here and some do this and some do. He said, we'll change the world. If you want to know what it is up to God, but the question we got to ask ourselves is how bad do we want it? How bad do you want it? When you want it real bad, humility will be at the hallmark. You just trust him. Certain things go on and they're out of your reach. You just got to trust them. I'm not talking about stuff you create. You just got to trust them. They lay you off without you knowing and all that. You just got to trust them. Lord, I'm in your hands. I'm trusting you to do what you need to do with me. You know, you ain't going to know everything. Everything ain't going to go by the book, but you got to know God. God will give you that inkling. That don't happen all the time because you get familiar. Everybody, you ain't going to know everybody like that. In the days ahead, there'll be people we meet and we'll connect with. Why? Because we trust God. See, the reason why you don't trust people is why? You don't trust God. Because God loves people. You don't need the hallmark of a strong Christian is that they keep trusting people because they trust God. You know, all during our ministry, I've been hurt a few times, but I never quit trusting people because I trust God. I never quit trusting people because this one was a bad apple. No, bring the next one and keep moving. I'll find the right one. If it ain't here, we'll go here. Then we'll move here. Why? Because God will not allow you to begin to be selfish. Not his love. His love is too big. But you only do that because you humble yourself. Let God have his way. That's what I'm saying. In y'all personal lives, on the job and stuff, you know you can't fix that. If you can't fix it, let me give you a revelation. Don't even talk about it. Just let it be. Let it be water off a duck's back. Stop talking about stuff you can't fix because you give life to it. Yeah, I know that all this stuff. I'm not talking about if you talking to somebody to get help. I'm just talking about you just talking about stuff to talk about. I mean, it don't matter what they say. So why are you elevating all what they say when it's going to be over? Some of you come back and if something go wrong or something, it remind me of Flower Town. These people going, we here till 4 o'clock today. Two of y'all make a corner on this thing and put some kind of gate here to not offend these people so we can finish up strong. We're not here to try to change and revolutionize everything. You got to be focused to do that. But if you ain't humble, you always try to find something. People always talk about stuff that don't mean nothing. We can talk all this stuff about the economy and all this. It's very simple. And I know it's so simple that we don't think we can do it. You cannot spend, which we don't have. That's right. It's very simple. So what you do, Obama? You stop spending, number one. Cut back. Cut back on stuff in America. Cut back. Pay off the deficit as long as you're there. And we do without. It's called sacrifice. You lose the mindset of sacrifice whenever you just think it's going to be a quick fix. God wasn't the only one that died. Jesus wasn't the only one. People had to die. Think about the 60s. People were beheaded. Martin Luther King wasn't the only one. For our freedom. for the freedom of all mankind. But guess what? There had to be humility. You know, I know King was scared some of them nights. Like you can imagine. The whole world, people making threats on you. You didn't ask for all this. But guess what? I don't know. I don't guess when we get to heaven, if he there, we'll find out. But I would like to know, did he know that the whole world would be transformed by this stance? The whole world, not just a culture of people and getting black people free, but the whole world. But how many of us will do that? Humility is the best way to get to the blessing. Humble yourself, man. When you got stuff, learn how not to highlight it. Let people just see. They can see. They know. Learn not to talk big about just you. Some of you know, I don't hear that, but you don't talk about your children all, just your children, like your children. On the AB honor roll. Go ahead and say it one time, because mine ain't. We celebrate, but don't push it in there like that's God. We celebrate the children who are pursuing God. Yeah. Now, don't let me see one of the ones that just break out of the pack. Yeah, they will be favored and highly favored because they're going with God. They have made decisions. That's when you begin to reward people. Yeah. You don't reward people just because they have talents. Because they're giving out according to God. That's like some of the women we was in high school. Oh, you ain't got no hair. Well, you don't choose how much hair you got. God did that. You don't brag on people because they got nappy hair. I'm talking about if it's just natural like that. You know what I mean? Like they got short hair. And say, oh, she got a bald head. Well, you wouldn't have no hair if God didn't give you yours. You don't work for your hair. God just give it to you. You're bragging on something you had nothing to do about. That's why Paul said, I got to boast in Christ. That's it, because that's all I got. You reward people when they make decisions that propel them forward that was generated by their will. When you see their will to get up, make their bed every morning. When they washing the dishes and nobody got to tell them. When they cleaning their room and do all that. You don't reward them because just grades. Only people that, you can go in the classroom, you thank God for that and we know that. But that ain't the only thing. But who can stay in every facet and do good? You raise the kids in just grades, nothing will happen. Some of us scale by with C's. You know, I remember my mama going to a class telling Lee, don't tell him this college prep because he won't do it. She had to get me in those classes just so I could make a C, which averaged out to a B because she didn't switch things. So you don't judge it like that, but you got to be able to do that. But guess what does that? Humility. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Man, I'll learn. I'll be teachable. Especially from somebody who got something to say. And let me say this last thing. When people voice their opinion, try to don't say things that can't help people.
Yeah.
Try to sift through it before you talk to people. Because people will not listen to you if you're just going off of the cuff with your feelings. And you're not mature enough to even decipher your feelings from what you got to say. People not going to just keep listening to you. That's why they say going up the street. Because you got to get mad to say it. Mm-hmm. Nobody going to listen to you. Something got to happen to say it. Just tell them. Be honest. Be straight. What are you going to do? How are you going to do this? Talk to them. But you got to be able to do that. Because I see so many people. They don't humble themselves to a place where they say the right things. You telling people your opinion, don't nobody want to hear what you got to say. They want to hear what God got to say. So if you're not talking from God, just keep your mouth shut. And I've learned if you live around people long enough, you'll find out that a lot of the stuff that you wanted to say initially, you wouldn't say it later.
That's so true, Pastor.
You wouldn't say it. So don't go off your first impression of what you think. Because people come from different walks of life. If you was in their shoes, you would have done the very same thing they did. So don't judge the book by the cover. Get to know in that church. Stop just saying, well, you know, they just like that, labeling people. They just like that. No, don't do that. Get to know people. Talk to people. Be real. Sharpen people. Let them sharpen you. But don't just talk out of your emotions. Where I come from. Hey, sweetie, don't. What the Lord, what you got to tell me? I mean, you got something. Because I don't want to hear where you come from. Because I don't really like where you come from. And if you want us to really clash, I just don't like that. So let's talk about what God told you to tell me. And I'll be glad to receive that. I'll take it in, but not your preference. And you got to be careful, because when people start trusting you and they become vulnerable to you, they trust you to tell them what God is saying, not you. You mess people up when you do that. It's sort of like you go into somebody's family. If I come into Kelvin, them family, I can't just, you're not going to just tell them all this stuff. You got to work through the ranks. How does things work here? And then you got to make sure, okay, God, you telling me to say this to him? Okay, I'll say this to him, but maybe I don't need to tell Maxine. Let me let him process that through his own family. Instead of telling them all. So Max will say, I told you, Pastor, say it. And she running with it. Now it's clashing because he wanted to filter it the right way because he knows something about her that I don't know. Now she took it and ran with it, and you just sitting there saying you gave the truth. Yeah, but you didn't give it the right way. You can't never go over authority. You can never fight somebody's will. Even when you're married. You never can fight somebody's will. When the will is there, I quit. If I find out Pastor Lisa, if I say, no, don't fix these kids' hair like this, and I find out her will is there, I got to stop. Amen. Because I can't change that. Anytime you try to change the core of a person in the flesh, you about to get into a fight. You about to get into a fight. Everybody coming out fighting like that. You, me, everybody. Because the core of a person is who they really are. And only the Holy Spirit does the changing. Not you. Not me. And the wisdom is knowing when to pull back. And say, let God be God. I'm mad, but let God be God. Are you with me? Amen. Humble ourselves. I want to be a church that's humble. When we get up to Columbia, humble yourself. Some of y'all will be in the nursery. Humble yourself. You could have been doing something totally different. But for the first month, we may have you in the nursery coming up on Sunday, being in the nursery. Just be in the nursery. Don't say, oh, I've been in the nursery and I want to hear and all that. Humble yourself. Amen.